Good evening. If you'll be turning to Titus chapter 3, we'll be looking mainly at verses 8 and 14 of Titus chapter 3. We've been talking about serving and servitude. Tonight we're going to be talking about serving Christ through good works. I find it interesting that this is a topic when we look at not only the religious world today that is constantly sowing confusion about whether you have to work, whether you don't have to work, whether you can be saved by works alone, or whether you can be saved by faith alone. You can then look at the world where people don't want to work. They just want to sit down, do whatever they want to do. It's interesting that we're going to talk about serving Christ through good works because of what's going on right now. And when you look at James chapter 2, verse 24, there James said, "Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works." It's evident from the Bible that we have to work. It doesn't say that we're going to be saved by those works, like the Catholics want us to believe. And it doesn't say that we can be saved by faith alone. It says we have to work. So tonight I want us to look at Titus chapter 3. Start at verse 8 with me. Paul here talking to Titus says, "This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men." So, as believers in Christ, we are to maintain good works. But how do we maintain good works? So I want us to look at, well, why to maintain good works, and then look at how. If you look at verse 8, we already see 2 points. Why we should maintain good works? Because we believe in God. We can look at Matthew chapter 5. Christ says, "Ye are a city set on a hill," in verse 14. Later on in verse 16, he says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, not to glorify you, but to glorify your God which is in heaven." As a city on a hill is, our good works should make us stand out, giving God glory because we do them because of our belief in him. Not giving us glory, not doing them because we have to, but doing them because we believe in God. Look at the latter part of Titus chapter 8 and verse 3 again. "These things are good and profitable unto men." We should maintain good works because they are profitable, not just to us, not just to the church, but to the world. When I see the word profitable, I constantly think of 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17, where it says that all scripture is inspired and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto no works, some works, or all good works. So we should maintain good works because it's good and profitable, because we believe in God. Look at verse 14 of Titus 3 with me now. Here Paul writes, "And let ours," talking of our fellow laborers, "also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses, that they be not unfruitful." Why should we maintain good works? To be fruitful. Being fruitful has been something man has had to do. We can think of Adam and Eve. Adam didn't just sit around in the Garden of Eden. He had to till the ground. Adam and Eve, they didn't just sit around. They were supposed to procreate, fill the earth. And then we can look at the New Testament. We are to be fruitful spiritually, bring others to Christ. Not just keep it small, not just keep it to ourselves, but bring others to Christ. So we should maintain good works to be fruitful. So we've looked at why to maintain good works. How do we maintain good works? Well, as it says in verse 14, let ours also learn to maintain good works. To learn something means you're going to be competent enough in doing it. We go to school and we learn to do math so that when we're trying to do our taxes, we feel competent enough, or close to competent enough, to be able to do them. We learn history so that we are competent enough to not make the same mistakes that others did. So we learn to maintain good works so that we can do good works. Go with me to 2 Peter now. 2 Peter chapter 1, notice verse 8 with me. We maintain good works by adding and using the Christian virtues in our life. Peter here, after having talked about all of the Christian virtues, says, "For if these things, the Christian virtues, be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren, empty, nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." So, how do we maintain good works? How do we maintain being fruitful? By adding the Christian virtues, using them to be competent enough to do good works. And we have to do works. As I already said, James 2:24, "Show me your faith without your works, I will show you my faith by my works." Like I said, Adam wasn't built just to sit around. We were built to do works. Go ahead and, as we close, go to Revelation with me. Revelation chapter 14 and verse 13. Here, John records, "And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." God had already planned that we would be doing works. Why else would he say that our works will follow us? Now, the next question we have to answer for ourselves is, what kind of works are we doing? Are we serving Christ through good works? Are we serving ourselves through works that we like? Are we serving a certain ideology through works that we're doing for them? What kind of works are we willing to do? Are we willing to be obedient to Christ? To be obedient to God, use his will so that we can be thoroughly furnished unto all good works? Or are we going to say that that's too hard and I just want to sit around and I want to play my Xbox all day? Or I want to sit down and I want to watch my favorite TV show? What kind of works are we doing? What kind of works are we going to do? If you're not a member of the church, you're not serving Christ through good works. I can't tell you who or what you're serving, but you're not serving him through good works. You can be by simply hearing the word, which you've just done, believing what you've heard, letting that belief lead you to changing from doing your will to doing his will. And then confessing, admitting that his will is more important than your will, bending your will to his will, letting his will lead you to being baptized for the remission of sins. And not just stopping there, but doing good works. Remaining faithful until death. Now, if you've been baptized and you've fallen away, I still can't tell you what your works are doing now. They're not serving God. They can very easily be serving him again by repenting. Remembering that we are to serve him instead of self. And there are those here that are and will be ready to help you in any way that you need, whether it is to be baptized, whether it is to come forward and ask for prayers. We're here to help you. We're ready to help you. Please come forward as we stand and sing.